Blog Talk Radio.
My God is calm.
Good evening, woman of God. I apologize for the late connection on here, but God bless you, Evangelist.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can.
Oh, I'm glad Minister Terry was the go-between.
Me too. We should have been talking earlier today, but go ahead. I'll play another song, and then you go after that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Invite somebody to Women Speak Now.
It's a song that says, I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. Everybody sing out. Was blind, but now I see. It's you.
Pastor E. Well, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Willette Hurst, or also known as Evangelist Willette Marie Hurst, but I'm also just a servant. Thank you for joining me this evening to share what God has placed on my heart. Let me pray for us to get us started. Just want to say, Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We just magnify you. We just glorify you. We just thank you for being here with you now. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you that we come another week to serve you, Lord. We just thank you that you are the Alpha and Omega and the beginning and the end, Lord. We just thank you that each person gets what they need to hear on this line this evening, Lord. We just thank you that you use us as a servant, Lord. Decrease me and increase you, Lord. Let my words speak the words that you want them to hear, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want to read from Romans 8:28-30. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. That was 8:28. And 8:29 says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That's 8:29 and then 8:30. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Thank you for the reading of the word. I just wanted to say that a lot of stuff has happened in the week, and I know a lot of people have been impacted by the deaths, the 9 deaths that happened with the helicopter with Kobe Bryant and his daughter, and then the other 7 people that were killed in the helicopter. So if I had to give this message a title, the title would be, I'll do it tomorrow, but what if tomorrow never comes? Let me say that again. If I had a title for this evening's message, would be, I'll do it tomorrow, but what if tomorrow never comes? Kobe was lucky because at age 41, he impacted the world. He left his mark on the world. And even his 13-year-old daughter left her mark on the world at a ripe young age of 13. But just like the Word of God said, that we were predestined to do something. People will say, well, I'm not a Kobe Bryant, I'm not his daughter, I'm not this person, or I'm not somebody famous. But when God created us, each person is destined, was predestined for the reason why he created you, because he needed you. He needed you to impact this world. And just like we don't never know the time or the hour when it's time for us to go. But we know that when the time is up, God is going to ask us, what did you do with the time that I gave you? What did you do with the kids that I gave you? What did you do with the business that I gave you? What did you do with the gifts that I gave you? Are you going to bury your gifts because you don't think they're compared to somebody else? What are you going to do with what he gave you? As we can see that life is short, but we already knew life was short. We know that we're only here but a vapor. It's just like if you look at life, and even if you go to a headstone at the grave site, you have your birth date and you have your death date, and then you have that little dash in the middle. How we have to decide how are we going to spend that little dash. And after Kobe's death, I was like, oh, that taught me so much that life and death and how quick it goes past. But God brought to my remembrance, you pass by a cemetery every day, and you should know that life is short. And that whatever I've given you, you have to give birth to it because it has to look like you. We read scriptures, We go to church every Sunday. And a lot of times, a lot of us go into church every Sunday one way, and we come out the same way. But it's time to switch up the game, because it's real out here. This life that he has given us is not a dress rehearsal. It's real life, and then we don't have time to do a do-over. He's holding us for whatever experience you have been through. If he brought you through some rough waters, he didn't bring you through it for you. He brought you through it because your testimony will unlock somebody else's prison. Your testimony will free somebody else. Like the song that Pastor E just played, that your testimony, the chains will fall off by your testimony, but we holding on to our testimony because we care about how people look at us. We want them to look at us as if we're perfect, and we're not perfect. There's not one perfect person, and the reason why he gave you that testimony, because you are somebody's lifeline that you have to save. What Kobe's life did, and just to use Kobe or Jesus' life, is for us to look at it as it's real, what we have to do in this journey. This journey is real, and you have to do whatever your journey is, not to compare your journey to somebody else. Don't go left, don't go right. Stay focused on whatever your journey is. And whatever God has brought you through, don't water down your testimony for nobody. Because God is not going to, he's not going to let one tear, one scream, one nothing go wasted. But the call right now is now. Because what God is doing is building up warriors. He's building up, if you want to say pimps, prostitutes, you want to say people of the street, you want to say people that have been on drugs. He's bringing up people that he's cleaning up, saving their lives, and they are warriors for Christ. And they don't look like the people that's been dressed up in the nice clothes with the pretty hats and all that stuff. He's bringing up the warriors that don't care if you like how they dress, that don't care what you feel about them, but they're going to deliver that mail that God has given them to deliver. He's building up warriors that take his word by precept, and they are set out to do whatever God has given them because they are so thankful for what God has saved them from. Just like I'm so thankful for God using me or me having the opportunity to speak into your lives or to be used as a servant. That's why I said minister, evangelist. When it comes down to it, I'm just a servant, because had I got what I deserved, we wouldn't have this conversation. And I thank God for grace and mercy. I thank God for grace and mercy, because had I got it, I wouldn't have this conversation. I'm grateful now, like the song said about chains falling off. I can say now that because he predestined me, that I can walk this walk and talk the talk in the authentic person and who he's called me to be. But it wasn't always that way. It was not always that way, because up until about 6 months ago, I really didn't know who I was or what I carried. I would listen to everybody else's words of what they said about me. Oh, they would say this about me, and I'd go that way, and I'll go to the right, I'll go to the left. And I didn't listen to what God said about me. So what I did was I learned to have this intimate relationship with him, and then I started listening to what he said about me. And then he brought to my remembrance all the stuff that he had brought me from and brought me through and all the stuff that had happened to me. I thought years ago I kept thinking I was a victim. But the stuff that he did, it wasn't, I'm not a victim, I'm victorious. But had I not been through all the stuff I had been through, you wouldn't see the woman that you hear on this line now. I wouldn't be that woman that I see in the mirror now. Had I had any piece of my journey taken away, the ugliness, the rejection, the mocking, failing my way through this life, I wouldn't be this woman that I am today. So what am I saying? I'm saying that whatever he's giving you, don't deny yourself. Don't deny who he's called you to be.
Don't deny any part of your journey because the time is now. Like Kobe showed you, the time is now. There's no other time. There's no other time to get it right. There's no dress rehearsal. The time is now. It's time to impact whoever you're called to. If he brought you, if you were molested or you were raped and he delivered you and you're in your right mind and now you're a preacher or now you're something that you want to turn your life around, now it's time for you to go back to those young girls that have been raped and molested and share with them what you learned along the journey so it'll free them. But like I said before, a lot of times we're like, oh, I don't want them to know what I've been through. Once you deal with whatever you've been through, if you take that, a lot of times what happens is when we go through stuff, to get through it, what we do, we drink, we overeat, we do a lot of stuff, but we don't deal with the wound. But if we take that Band-Aid off that wound that we uncovered for years and years, and we just keep cleaning a little bit, maybe put a little witch hazel on it, take the band, and then clean the Band-Aid, do it again, clean the witch hazel, and keep covering up that sore. But if we take the time to deal with that wound and hit it head on and deal with it, then we'll be free. And then you can share your testimony with other people and it'll free them. But you'll be like, well, what about me? Once you deal with that and you allow God to heal you from that wound and truly deal with that wound, it's freedom. I can tell you firsthand, it is freedom. When you can speak about your life and all the stuff you have been through and you sharing it with somebody and you don't break a tear, it is freedom. And that's what God wants us to do. A lot of times in church, we don't want to talk about our brokenness. We don't want to talk about that. We go to church, we hoop and holler, roll on the floor in some states, but we're still, and then go home broken, lonely, depressed. And we don't have conversations about that. But that's why we can't do our purpose, because like how I used to do it, oh, I'll be the loudest thing in the room. Hallelujah, worship the walls down, and then go home back depressed. Because what happens is just like in the computer. Your computer, it was going back to the default setting. Instead of going upwards, I would get rise up and then go back down to the default setting. Rise up and then go back to the default settings until I dealt with my mess, until I confronted my mess. And for me to deal with my mess, you know how some people say, you know, we laugh and we joke about people having relationships. You get into a, you meet somebody, you be like, oh, I don't want that person. They got a lot of baggage. They have this, they have that. I literally had to be sent from California to deal with my baggage. And I didn't even have baggage. When I went to, God had to send me from California to Georgia, the Abraham experience, to deal with my baggage. And I didn't even have baggage, if you want to keep it 100. I had a luggage store. I had a luggage store that I had to unpack each suitcase one at a time, and each suitcase had labels on it. I had a suitcase that was labeled molested, a suitcase labeled rejection, a suitcase labeled not knowing who they are. There's several suitcases that God had to unpack. And when I say when you allow God to do what he does, he will do the work if you allow him to do it. And when you come out of all that and you deal with your stuff and you allow him to do it, you can truly walk in your true authentic self and be that man and that woman that God has truly called you to be. But if we don't deal with our stuff, we can do our purpose, and if the foundation is not solid, if you don't deal with that stuff and you just keep covering on top of it, it's going to be like the domino effect and it's going to fall. But he wants us to deal with our stuff so we can walk in our purpose. It's time to deal with our stuff, to walk in our purpose, and be that exceptional man and woman that God has called you to be. And when you look in the mirror, be honest with who you see. keep it 100. Look in the mirror and say, this is what I've had to deal with. This is how I have to, what the fights that I have to do to get out of the bed every morning. Because you can go to church for 20 years, and you go to church and people won't even see that you're bleeding from the inside out. They'll see you as old sister, old brother, but they don't see you bleeding. But it's time to get naked with God to tell him. He already knows. I had so many bipolar Christian moments until when I went through that process, I would be like, oh, God is so wonderful. He's so this. And the next end, I'm like, oh, Lord, what the heck am I going to do now? But I was honest with him. I didn't try to sugarcoat anything. The pain that I was feeling from being rejected, the pain that I was feeling for not knowing who I was, the pain that I was feeling from failing through life, I confronted it. I had to go to Georgia. I had to go to North Carolina, but God made it full circle. So I know who I am and what I carry now, and now I can walk in my purpose. I am now an international speaker. I am now an author. I am now a co-author. I am now a substitute teacher. I could not do that until I dealt with myself. I could not do that until I took the word of God higher esteem than I did man or woman. A lot of times we go around following each person, like if they got more, it seemed like they got more anointing, or they got this, or they got that, and we think we hold them at a higher esteem than we hold God's word. He is not a respecter of person. So he created you. Everything that you need is in the house. The house will be you. Everything that you need to accomplish what he needs you to do is in the house. He has something that only you can do. He has some people that only you can reach. I can't reach them because that's not my call. Somebody else can't reach them because that's not their call. But because of what he brought you through, you're the one that's going to help relieve those people. But it's time to know who you are, what you carry, and how God sees you. So my question again, when you say, and back to the title is, I'll do it tomorrow, but what if tomorrow doesn't come? It's time to do the work so you can do what you need to do. Miles Monroe says it best. And I probably said this before in another broadcast, but it comes back to when I pass by the cemetery every day, and it's just like an aha moment, or what Oprah will say. Passing by the cemetery every day, I wonder how many dreams, vision, ideas died with people at that cemetery. How many dreams, because Miles Davis said, Miles Monroe, not Davis, please forgive me. Miles Monroe said, the wealthiest property in the world is the cemetery. So now that I'm sitting here saying this, I wonder how many dreams, visions, ideas died with the people that are in that cemetery. It's time for us to switch up our game. It's not time to be sensitive. It's not time to be like, woe is me, why did I go what I went through? I was talking to, I do customer service also, and I was talking to a woman on the phone, and she was sharing with me problems with her twins that she gave birth to. They go down in the history, medical history, for some medical, like, special. It, like, they're very special twins and once-in-a-lifetime types of twins, and she was depressed, and she didn't know who she was. But God showed me that I thought about it, and I was like, wow, God thought enough of you for you. He thought enough of you to have you carry those special twins of all people. He thought the best of you to carry those twins, not nobody else. He thought of you enough to trust you to carry his kids because he knows that he could trust you. It's the same thing about your dream, vision, or idea. He gave it to you. He impregnated it to you because he knew you could carry the ball. Just like Kobe, before Kobe passed away, before he retired, they knew to give him the ball, right? because they knew he would get the point. God would not have given you your dream, your vision or idea if he knew you wouldn't get the point. The word of God said you'll get to the other side. We know when you get to the other side, he just don't tell you what you're going to have to endure before you get to the other side. He said, but he'll be with you. So if you're going through something right now, you'd be like, well, I've been through this. You don't even know my story. I've been through this. But I can tell you one thing, you're a strong man or woman because you've been through this and this and this and this. Had you not been this and this and this, you wouldn't be who you are called to be today. You wouldn't be that powerhouse that you are called to be today. I just came to encourage you to just look at your life different. Have you looked at stuff the way, even growing up, if you looked at stuff that you went through growing up and you like, my parents didn't do this for me or I didn't have this for me, change your perspective. Flip it and look at it a different way. We always say what we didn't have. Turn around, what did you have? What did you have that you thank God for? Had you not had it, you wouldn't be who you are today. Think about it. I can think about all the hard stuff that I did go through, the rejection and a lot of stuff that I did go through. But had I been raised like everybody else, I would be like everybody else. I wouldn't have drove from California to Georgia not knowing where I would live. Being raised and growing up in Santa Monica, California, growing up in West Hollywood, and I get sent to Georgia. Now I'm really going to tell you how funny this is. So, when I get sent to Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, of all places, why this is funny, because being African-American, I'm supposed to go into the South. I don't know how to make soul food. I've never made greens a day in my life. My mama had two microwaves. I put sugar in my grits, and I put equal in the mess you mess with me. But can I tell you, God will send you wherever he got to send you to get what you need. And when I tell you going to Georgia, I had to go to the Bible Belt to get with Bible Belt. I had to go away from everything I needed and everything I thought I wanted in order for me to be the person that he called me to be, and not to quit on my journey, not to pump out on my journey. So going there, I thought, because I was there by myself. I didn't have no family there. My family's all in California. I didn't know anybody. So I was like, I was taking it as a personal thing from God. I was like, so I've worked my whole life, and now I'm being punished, so I'm being isolated. I thought I was being isolated on punishment. Like when you get in trouble, you're isolated on, you know, you're punished, you're on isolation, your mom takes everything away from you, you're away from everybody. So I thought, God being my father, that he was punishing me for something, isolation. But I had the wrong P. I thought it was for punishment. I had the wrong P. It was for a purpose. I was isolated on purpose, for his purpose. Did you get that? Isolated on purpose, for his purpose. So he had to get me where I couldn't listen to nothing but him. I can only trust him. I couldn't depend on nobody. I couldn't depend on family members. I had to trust him and the Holy Spirit. That's how I had to roll those streets in Savannah, Georgia. That's how I had to roll these streets in North Carolina. But when I tell you that it changed my life, whatever God downloads for you to do, don't be afraid, because if he asks you to do something, if he takes you to something, he's going to make provision for you. He's going to send the right people to help you, because that's the God that we serve. Because he loved you. He predestined you. He chose you of all people to do what you are called to do. No matter what it looks like in the world right now, because everything is haywire, but it says we're supposed to be in the world but not of the world. We're in a totally different system. Totally different system. I know for a fact God won't lose your money, your 401k in the stock market. You're in a totally different price bracket, wage bracket. But I know one thing, that he has us more than ever. And what I want today is to empower you to truly trust in God like never before. If he's given you stuff in the past and you buried it, go back to where you buried it at and get it back so you can do it. Because he wants to know, what did you do with what I gave you? I gave it to you for a purpose. I gave it to you for a reason. And it's time to go do it. It's no more stagnation, no more lack. It's manifestation time of dreams, vision, ideas for the kingdom. The kingdom is at hand.
Pastor E, you there?
Yes, I am, woman of God. Awesome. It is time to go to the next level. If anybody out there would like to chime in, get on the call with Evangelist Willette, please dial 1 right now and come into the conversation. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now. How are you?
I am blessed. You know what? And she has blessed me with this word she has shared with us. What a powerful, my God, I say powerful testimony, sister. I tell you, you speaking from Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, on the East Coast, you know, and I receive, yes, you know, because this is something that Pastor E's been teaching about, too. Sometimes we have to get out of our house, and sometimes that house can be within us. And you said God sent you to the East Coast. You said to unpack that luggage. You know what? You inspire me. We may not talk all the time. Sometimes we have our shout outs on Facebook, but I feel you in the spirit, and I feel that love, and I feel that connection. And I just love, I look forward to every fifth Thursday at 1:06 now, because you give me inspiration. You share the word, and you share so freely, and you share from your heart. And that's what God is looking at. He's looking at to change our heart. And this is what Pastor E's doing, and Prophetess Karen, they're working on with the mind series. Change in our hearts. When we change our hearts, it's the way we think. And as a man thinketh in their heart, woman thinketh in her, so are we. So I know God is working on me. My God, I thank you for this message tonight, because it's been right on time. Amen. Glory be to God. My sister, I love you and appreciate you. Amen.
Amen. And I love and appreciate you too, Minister
Karen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
And you too, Pastor.
I love you too, sister. Hey, but didn't I hear a little whisper in the wind that somebody's coming back to California?
Yes, I'm coming. God said it's full circle. He took me full circle. I'll finish the race, and I'll be back in Cali in June.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, hallelujah. Just in time.
And I'm coming
warm,
back fully loaded.
Well, we're ready for you. We got some great things we want you to be a part of, and we'll talk later on that one. Come on, anybody else would like to chime in on the broadcast, go ahead and dial 1, come into the queue. If not, God bless you guys, and pray us out of here, Evangelist.
Did you have anybody? No? Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be your vessel. I hope that somebody heard something that was a life-changing word to them, Lord. I pray that we be stronger in your word and what you have given us, and that we birth out what you have given us unto the world, Lord, and that we are the warriors that are built for this time, God. We just thank you. We just magnify you. And we just look forward to serving you in every way possible. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything that I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap when we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person. Be a better man. Be there for my daughter. Be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High up here on drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father,
I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.